This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on What's On Your Mind. Great hour for you. Stay tuned. We're going to talk to the Patriot Barbie in just a moment here, who has fought mask mandates and has some resolve here for you. Also, Brad Blakeman, top advisor to George W. Bush 20 years ago, 9/11, big decisions. Compare that to this Afghanistan mess under Biden. And then Twyla Blotsky will join us, third-generation Butler, new president of the family-owned Butler Machinery, Butler Ag, and we'll be a big iron with our friends from Butler. Very much looking forward to that coming up in just a couple of weeks. Our guest is the author of The Patriot, Our guest is often called the Patriot Barbie, the author of a new book called Targeted, One Mom's Fight for Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. One of the first businesses to defy lockdowns last year was hers. Lindsay, welcome to What's On Your Mind.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
So just give me your overall thoughts of the second wave, another year of these government-mandated restrictions. Freedom seems to be in short supply around the USA. You've lived this. What do you think as the second wave comes? What do we need to do better?
Oh, well, we need to not comply, that's for sure. I was alarmed at the compliance we saw the first year, so that was 18 months ago. You've had time to research and pray about it and learn the truth for yourself. We now know that we have been deceived, that we've been misinformed, probably on purpose. And so 18 months later, if they're doing it again, you have to ask yourself why. And not only are they doing it again, they're doing it while they're claiming that masks have worked and vaccines work. So if either of those things work, why in the world are we locking businesses down for the second time? There is no legality and no authority to do this to business owners and make them enforce masks in the first place, and yet now they're going to go do it again. If anyone thinks that by complying that they are not furthering the agenda, they're very, very confused about what's going on here. We need to stand up and just defy these tyrannical mandates.
So far where we live, North and South Dakota and Minnesota, Minnesota's no picnic and a very woke governor. But so far this go around, we have recommendations. Mostly, the state legislature prevented a mask mandate from happening again in North Dakota, even though we had the shortest mask mandate, thankfully, in the last go around. South Dakota, what a freedom governor there with Kristi Noem, doesn't have in it. But, you know, the wave is coming. There's no doubt about that. We're seeing it in schools, where it is mandated. Parents are calling us saying, they are treated to visits from the school resource officer and trips for their child to the principal's office until they comply and wear the mask. What research do you rely on? What advice do you give anybody that is subject to a mask mandate? I've often said if a business decides to do it, the business can suffer the consequences or reap the benefit based on what their customers say. But they own the business, so it's hard for me to say, hey, you shouldn't do that. I can decide whether to go there or not. I think government mask mandates, school board mask mandates, county, state health officers, that's where our battle is. Would you agree with that, Lindsay?
I would. Well, they're taking the battle, like you said, they're taking the battle and they're politicizing it on the business level, right? So if you've got a business that does or does not enforce, right there, the public has already decided what kind of business you are or are not. They've drawn the line between Democrats and Republicans that if you don't enforce masks, well, obviously you're, you know, a racist Trump supporter and, you know, you're killing people. And if you do enforce them, oh, you're a mask Nazi and, you know, you're infringing on my rights. They've made it so political with their misinformation that it's gone farther than, well, I'm not going to enforce it. It's black and white, and it's dividing the country. And the citizens aren't dividing the country, but the government has divided the country by continuing with the propaganda of, you know, trying to work the numbers in a way on mainstream media that say we should all be terrified of dying of this when the numbers really don't reflect that. And the government's not taking any risk by doing this. They're putting all of the risk on the business owners by saying, we have created this mandate. By the way, it's not a law. We've created it, and you're going to enforce it. But by the way, we are not going to pay you. We're not going to give you any tax cuts. There's no benefit to it. And you're going to have to deal with the hostile, violent situations that arise from it. So you go ahead and take that risk for us. Thanks. Have a great day.
Give me some of the worst examples you've seen around the country and remind me where you fought this battle yourself.
So I fought my battle in Oregon. I opened up last year, 6 weeks into the lockdown, I opened my salon. My governor terrorized me. She sent every single state agency she could, not because I was breaking the law, but because she wanted to shut me down because I was, you know, showcasing that there was no authority for me to not be open. I had every right to be open, and I did prove that. She opened salons 2 weeks after that. But, you know, who never came after me was law enforcement. Well, if these mandates are laws, you have law enforcement getting involved. And they're not. They're issuing letters to the public saying, these mandates are tyrannical. This is a dictatorship, and we are not enforcing them. That should tell the American citizens something, that they have a right to stand up for what they believe in.
And as far as the masks themselves and the effectiveness, you can only, you know, go to the CDC and see it's one of many recommendations. There's new studies now that have been, with the benefit of time, proving that, you know, the handout freebie masks that are the majority used are somewhere less than 10% effective in stopping the viral load of COVID. You know, there's enough evidence here that, you know, it's sort of more of an optics measure. Tony Fauci was right the first time when he said this pandemic, this virus, masks are not going to be that effective, but they become the symbol of COVID. What advice would you give to anybody who is a health freedom warrior on this front to use specifically on the masks not even helping the situation?
What advice do I give them to stand up to it?
Yeah, what evidence do you use? What's the argument? What is, you know, again, specifically on masks, I mean, what
right.
Arm the listeners and business owners with the data that you use on this, Lindsay.
Okay, so the data for me, prior to opening my salon, the data I have now is this. I opened my salon 6 weeks into lockdown, so May of 2020, 18 months ago. I never enforced masks, never. None of the stylists wore them. None of the clients wore them. And we were open on a regular operational basis for the last 18 months, and not a single case of COVID was even contracted at the salon, not even a possibility. No one got sick, client or stylist. So for 18 months, during the time, the prime time when the government was saying, people are dying if you don't mask up, wear two masks. We were wearing zero masks in close contact with clients, and not a single person got COVID. No one in my family has gotten COVID. No one in my inner circle that I've had contact with has COVID. To me, that's science. I shattered the illusion. I disobeyed, and this is why they've got to regain control of everyone again. Because if we open up, if we all open up, and nobody gets us sick and starts dying because we're all developing herd immunity, which is our God-given immunity, that they are going to be exposed. And they've been exposed in my world. That's my science. I went against everything you said, and I didn't die of COVID, and nobody got COVID around me. So what does that tell you?
By the way, interestingly enough, Deborah Birx was here, and I asked her, give me your best example why masks are you know, that vitally important. What do you give me the science, give me the data. And do you know that she said, well, a salon, we have an example where, you know, somebody had COVID, but they were masked up and nobody else got COVID. Well, you just gave us the same example, but nobody had masks on. So, you know, again, they love to give us these anecdotal examples where they don't work. And you've got an example where they do work. Here's an example that they didn't. I think, again, it's a health freedom issue. It's America. If you choose to follow one of several recommendations from CDC, do it. If you own the business, explain it to your customers. But the idea that your stylist, Lindsay, or some, you know, 18-year-old waiter or waitress or hostess or host at a restaurant should be the ones that enforce this is just flat out ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. It's ridiculous. This is why the unemployment rate is so high. A, you've got the government handing out free money to sit on your butt. Who isn't going to take that, right? Not me. No, thank you. But most lazy Americans are. Secondly, you've got now vaccine and mask mandates where, okay, well, I could take a job, but they're going to make me wear a mask or make me get vaccinated. No, thank you. Thirdly, if I do take the job and I agree to wearing a mask, I now have to enforce masks on other people, whether I believe in it or not. I get to handle the violent, volatile clients that don't want to wear a mask for minimum wage? No, thank you. No wonder no one wants to work. They need to let businesses operate freely the way that they agreed that they were going to let private businesses operate years ago. And if they want this country to ever go back to normal, they've got to get their nose out of our business, literally, and let us run things the way we want, not politicize it, not crucify those who don't enforce it. Let 16-year-olds go to work and seat people at a table without also having to be the mask police when it's not their job and they're not being paid, they're not being compensated for it, and they're definitely not being trained to do it.
Now we know why they call you the Patriot Barbie. She's the author of Targeted, One Mom's Fight for Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. If you need, a little warrior spirit in this time of a lack of health freedom, read the book. You'll love it. One of the first business owners to defy lockdowns out in Oregon last year. Lindsey Graham, thank you.
Thank you very much.
How's that for fighter spirit? More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Happy Labor Day, friends. We'll continue with more after this. I'm Scott Hinnom. Don't go away.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck. Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you. For a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first. So you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000.
I love North Dakota for a lot of reasons, but one of the primary reasons is just the work ethic, the DNA, the salt of the earth nature of freedom-loving, God-fearing, Constitution-worshipping even, Americans. You're just wonderful. And what a day to say thank you for being who you are, North Dakota. Never being afraid of a good, hard day's work. It's a Labor Day holiday. Hope you're enjoying it. Special edition of What's on Your Mind today, brought to you by friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, the pros at indoor air quality. That's why indoor air quality is more important now than probably any time in our lifetime. Think about how our life has been shut down because of the virus. And it's times like this, pros like H.A. Thompson and Sons say we're here to help. Better indoor air quality means less bugs in your air. Ask long-term care. Hospital facilities. The air exchange, extremely important. Numbers plummet with the help of good indoor air quality. Find out more at H.A.T. and Sons. H.A.T.&Sons.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Brad Blakeman, senior advisor to George W. Bush, the 43rd president of the United States. 20 years ago, the decisions made because of what happened on 9/11 undone by the Biden administration. Deputy assistant to President George W. Bush, the 43rd president of the United States, member of his senior White House staff, and a 30-year veteran of presidential politics and service, Brad Blakeman, Fox News contributor with us. Brad, thanks for the time today.
My pleasure.
There's a victory lap happening for the Biden administration on the, they call it a historic event where there's no troops in Afghanistan. For the first time in 20 years, your old boss, George W. Bush, put troops there. What do you make of what's happened the last couple of weeks here?
Well, this has been a cut and run by America. We've left Americans behind. We've surrendered the sovereignty of a country we tried to help to terrorists that we swore to eradicate. And we did a pretty good job of doing that until President Biden showed up. And President Biden told us a month ago there would be no chaos, no Americans left behind. Well, we know there's chaos. Americans are left behind. In addition, the Afghan civilian government and military folded like a cheap suit, got out of the country, left America holding the bag, and there's nothing to pay for it. The Taliban, ISIS, and others not only have a country, but they have the spoils of war with absolutely millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of equipment, Humvees, rifles, missiles, ammunition, to be used against the Afghan people and innocents, and they're going to export that terror again. And as we come upon the 20th anniversary of 9/11, the very people who caused that are now reborn.
Is this intentional or incompetence?
Either is bad. I would like to believe it's incompetence, because intentional would be unimaginable. But I happen to believe that Democrats believe in their heart that the American people in 2 weeks will be on to something else, that they're not concerned with Afghanistan, and they're not concerned with Americans left behind, and they're not concerned about being attacked again. I think they're wrong.
I know that Donald Trump wasn't exactly George W. Bush's flavor, but I have to believe that the 43rd president looks at this situation and says one president had a conditions-based withdrawal, had us down to 2,500 troops, and the Taliban running scared. Another president negotiated with the Taliban, allowed them to say, no, well, you know, give us Bagram. You don't need Bagram. Allowed them to say, no, 831 must hold. And, you know, no casualties for over a year under Trump. Now we have the chaos. What's George W. Bush thinking today, given the fact that he led this nation into this effort in Afghanistan to rout out the terrorists?
Well, I haven't talked to him. I can't get in his mind, but I served him for 3 years in the White House. And, you know, I would have to believe that President George W. Bush would have never surrendered to terrorists. He vowed to bring them to justice, and he did just that after we were attacked on 9/11. And I lost my nephew. He's a first responder at the South Tower saving people, and he died saving people. I was the only person in the White House who lost a family member. So I saw things a little differently. I was watching everything that was being done in the White House as a member of President Bush's senior staff, and I was never more proud of a president and an administration that took it to those who attacked us. And now Joe Biden is president, who, by the way, is in president name only. He's being ruled by a committee, and he's rolled out every once in a while, and he can't even do that well to deliver remarks. He's basically surrendered America's sovereignty. And by the way, our enemies and adversaries are watching this. China, Russia, Iran. And they see that America has lost its power and lost its place. And they'll exploit that as well.
Who's on this committee? I don't think the American people, if they did elect Joe Biden, if we actually had election integrity, elected a committee to be president. Who's on this committee that's running the show, in your belief?
It's the chief of staff. It's Pelosi. It's Schumer. It's the Secretary of State. It's a handful, at best, of non-elected officials within the White House. And they basically give a script to the president, who's incapable of delivering it. And, you know, he is a president in name only. We can see it in his actions. We can see it in his policies. There's no command and control at the White House. And Kamala Harris is a vice president in name only. But can you imagine? Put yourself in the shoes of a chief of staff of vice president. You know that there's a crisis in the Middle East with Afghanistan. You know that NATO is concerned about cutting and running of America. And yet, where does the vice president go? To Singapore and Vietnam. It is so out of touch, it's unbelievable.
It sure is. What will the damage be from this internationally? I hope the damage, honestly, is to the American people getting a better understanding of the lack of leadership. But the actual damage that will be wrought for decades as a result of this will be what, in your view, Brad?
Well, I think the immediate danger is the fact that Americans have been left behind. They'll either be killed or exploited or ransomed. The greater danger beyond Afghanistan is the fact that China has been emboldened. Russia has been emboldened. Iran has been emboldened. North Korea has been emboldened because they know that America is not capable of rising to the occasion to be the great power that we were. Biden is not going to be a president who is a powerful president as far as America's leadership is concerned. It's only through strength that we avoid bad things happening to our country, economically or militarily or terrorism. And weakness invites exploitation. And that's my fear, is that you know, there'll be a reborn of exploiting America's weakness.
A 30-year veteran of presidential politics and service, a member of the senior staff of the 43rd president, George W. Bush. You see him on Fox News. You hear him on What's on Your Mind, Brad Blakeman. Thanks for your thoughts today.
My pleasure. Take care.
What's on Your Mind brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know oil and natural gas touches every corner of North Dakota? This industry is everywhere. It's true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas, advancing the possibilities of education, of roads and bridges and water projects in North Dakota. ndpetroleum.org. More of What's on Your Mind after this.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Back and bigger than ever is the Big Iron Farm Show, presented by the Cass County Farm Bureau. Stop out to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 14th to the 16th, for the 41st Big Iron Farm Show. You'll see the latest in the agriculture industry, hear from industry leaders, and more. With more than 500 exhibitors at Big Iron, there's something for everyone. September 14th to the 16th, it's Big Iron. Get all the details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Six passenger jets with Americans and her allies are being blocked from taking off. Former American military folks involved in private evacuation efforts say the U.S. State Department is the only reason the planes can't take off. Rick Clay, who runs the private rescue group called Plan B, suggested that the State Department's obstruction is motivated in part by embarrassment that private individuals are rescuing Americans that the Biden administration left behind. Also Monday, a pregnant woman who is from California is currently trapped in Afghanistan. She's claiming that the Taliban were hunting Americans. The Taliban issued a statement Monday claiming that they've taken control of Panjshir province, which is located north of Kabul and served as the staging ground for the country's top resistance force. The Taliban took the province dressed in American uniforms, using American weapons and American equipment. President Biden remains on vacation in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's a new president of the third generation family owned Butler Machinery Company with us today to talk about an expansion into two states, entrance into a new territory, and about the culture of the Butler Machinery Company. And we're going to talk a little bit about Big Iron, too, because we're excited to be out of Big Iron with the team from Butler. And the Butler Machinery Arena is a new addition to the Big Iron grounds. It should be a lot of fun. The president and CEO, fourth family member to lead Butler, is with us, Twyla Plotsky. Hi, Twyla.
Good afternoon. Good to be here.
Do you feel the pressure of being the fourth family leader, fourth family member to lead this great company?
I do feel the pressure when you have a legacy like that before you, and you know that for 65 years you've been in business. You sure hope you're not the one to mess it up. It is a lot of pressure.
But it's good blood.
It's good pressure.
You rely on that bloodline, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What lessons do you take from your parents, from your grandparents in this?
You know, I'm one that likes to look at history and learn from it and to be true to who we are. And so for the fact that we were a dirt contractor prior to becoming a machinery company, our focus has always been on supporting that customer after the sale. And that has stayed true all the way through. It's in our roots, it's in our DNA, and no matter whether it's construction or egg, we like to support that customer any way we can.
What does that look like, to support the customer after the sale?
For us, it's 24/7. We have service departments that answer phones 24/7. We'll find a technician to send out. We have parts, once again, 24/7. You can call in an emergency number. We can get you the part. Person comes in and pulls it. We have salesmen that answer their phones at all times and hours. So in a time where people are maybe closer held to their personal life versus work life, I think we still have a culture in our company of always taking care of that customer, no matter the time or day.
And what do your customers say about that?
Well, I've had quite a few customers that say the salesman may have sold the first machine, but your product support sells the second, third, and fourth. We've also been complimented by customers that we may be 50 miles farther than their previous supplier, but we support them better, even though we're farther away. So it's a nice compliment.
And I know for a fact that I've heard stories from your employees about the culture and recognizing when that's when you're living up to those standards. So you recognize your employees, too. And this little coin that you gave me a copy of, I'd heard about before, talking about excellence and safety and the team and customer-driven and integrity and accountability with the mission right on the back to build long-term relationships founded on trust, creating mutual growth and success. Talk about this and what it's for.
Well, our mission did change slightly, and I took out the term with our customers in there. It used to be to build long-term relationships with our customers founded on trust. So for me, they're still super important and a cornerstone of who we are. But it's also about building relationships with one another. Within our company, we spend a lot of time with these people. So how are we with them? How are we in our communities? How are we with our suppliers? So that shift in focus has been kind of the cornerstone of us building out who the new butler is. And I say the term new, it's kind of been always been there, but it's kind of reinvigorating it in our five values that turned into six a couple years ago, adding safety. That is who we are. It's what defines us as a company, as a team, and really gives us a purpose for every day that we're there and how to make decisions.
Talk a little bit about the challenges today. I mean, just getting equipment is a challenge. And obviously, your father before you and your brother before you and your grandfather, you know, they didn't necessarily have COVID and, you know, supply chain disruptions like we have now. I mean, this is an extraordinary time. And people who are there with a check or cash on the barrelhead can't even get the machines sometimes from some of your competitors. How are you maneuvering that at Butler?
Day by day, it is definitely a challenge. And there's no doubt when I took over the company and a pandemic hit right afterwards, it was like, now what? Definitely couldn't look to the past to learn from that. But with our suppliers, we are constantly in touch with them on what we have going on and working within them, getting their supply. On the egg side of the business, we had geared up ahead of it. We had orders in, gearing up for our Fendt launch. So we are probably positioned a little bit differently than others in that we already had those orders in. So we are going to be sitting, I think, fairly well on the egg side of the business throughout the year. On the construction side, we're just taking it day by day with Caterpillar and how we source equipment from other dealers to fit the needs of our customers.
Let's talk a little bit about Fendt for a minute. You know, for long as I can remember, it's always been a battle versus, you know, red, green, yellow, and kind of like Ford, Chevy, Chrysler, right? But you're green now, too, and embracing it, right?
We are, and we call it a different shade of green. But we're excited about what Fendt brings us for an opportunity from the engineering that is there in those machines. And what customers are already experiencing with the Gold Care program of having support for 5 years after the machine is sold. A lot of excitement around it, and we're excited that we're able to deliver that to our three states that we're offering ag, and now four states with Montana.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute as well. Talk about Fendt and some of the innovation you see from them. I'm just a radio guy, but I've seen up close some of this innovation and technology, and you know, seeing the combines and seeing the tractors at Big Iron, and it's, to me, even to a city kid, extraordinary what you see in the way of a difference there. But talk about what they've brought to this market.
Well, the biggest thing for us was the CVT transmission and how the power is put to the ground. But I will be the first to tell you, I am not the machine expert, did not grow up operating the machine, so I'm not a spec person. Mark Madsen, happy to have him come over here for a talk. But for me, from what I've heard from our customers that have them, they are very excited about the operation and how they stand up for horsepower to the ground and what they're able to get accomplished with them.
Fascinating. We're chatting with Twyla Blotsky today. She is the fourth family member to lead the company, Butler's new president and CEO. Let me ask you a little bit about Big Iron and the fact that folks that attend Big Iron today, which for folks that don't know, is a big deal. I don't know what else to say, but in agriculture, all of the people that come from around the world to see the latest and the greatest in ag equipment and all the innovation that happens there, the minds that come together as much as the machines that come together, is pretty extraordinary. And there was a new Butler Machinery Arena right in the middle of the Big Iron grounds, and folks will see that for the first time. Talk about that decision, Twyla.
Well, we are really excited when the Red River Valley Fair came to us and talked to us about having that sponsorship of the building. And the fairgrounds in general, I was a 4-H-er growing up. It's near and dear to my heart. For 10 years, the fair was the highlight of my summer, and a lot of great memories out there. But being offered up the sponsorship of that building, I think, really brings the support of the agriculture to the whole community. Big Iron is huge for our region and how many people it brings into that show, and showcases all the different brands and lines that are out there. And to be a partner, really, with them for items all year round at the fairgrounds, we're really excited to do that with them.
Yeah, and that arena just isn't a Big Iron Butler Machinery Arena. It's there all year long. There's events going on right there. In fact, a big fireworks show underway as we speak, and you can't get in there with all the credentials in the world because of the amount of explosives that are there and the different receptions that will be happening in the Butler Machinery Arena. But good point. It's going to be it's going to live well beyond Big Iron every year, specific to Big Iron and the kind of equipment you'll have there and availability equipment. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, for our show, we'll showcase everything that we have from our Fendt lineup, other AGCO brands such as Massey, Rogator, Terragator, Gleaner. We always have some of our cat lineup for the skid steers that are used in the ag market. And it will definitely be a little different being inside. We've been used to being outside and dealing with the wind, the rain, and everything else that comes at us.
Heat once in a while.
And heat.
Freezing cold some other times, yeah.
Sometimes we sell a lot of stocking hats when it's that cold out of our booth. But we're excited to be inside and kind of see what that means for our customers and showcase off the Butler Machinery Arena in the process.
And as I mentioned, there's really a meeting of the minds as much as anything related to what's next, what's around the curve at Big Iron. What most excites you about the, you know, the relationship you have with growers, with ag producers right now, and what's next, what's coming in the way of things that make their life easier?
Well, there's no doubt there's going to be a lot of changes in technology and farming. When you look at what happened 25 years ago to now and what the next 25 years is going to bring, precision ag and autonomy in farming, I think, are going to be the biggest things that are ahead of us. And what's that going to mean to a supplier? What's it going to mean to a grower? But it's going to continue to evolve and change because the people side of it has become more complex. Everyone has a hard time finding individuals to operate equipment, whether it's on the construction side or whether on the ag side and on farms. And that's what's going to drive, I think, a lot of changes in technology.
And, you know, machines cost more, and yeah, they have more features on them. But, you know, the grower gets an ROI on those machines, and that precision agriculture that's out there now is, I mean, I don't know that a lot of us understand it that aren't in your world, but to take the same acreage 20 years ago, 10 years ago, to today, to 10 years from now, is incredible when you look at the amount of growth that comes from that level of innovation, correct?
It is. When you look at what's able to be produced out of there, and even this year where you have such a dry year, that change in technology does help them in wet years, dry years. From how the seed is planted to how the fertilizer is delivered to that seed and when it's delivered, it all makes a difference even in drought years. I think it's, I mean, even myself, I'm in the business. I don't know enough about it. Luckily, I have a great team around me. But it is really interesting when you get into the science of growing and all the different experiments that are going on right now and looking at changes in technology. And the autonomy piece, I think, is really interesting when you think about potentially planting and no one's in the seat of that tractor.
And you look at the challenges that have come growers' way, most recently this unbelievable drought, extreme drought, record drought, whatever you want to call it, and then couple that with the Trump years when there was disruption to forge new ground and in trade deals, you know, and find that there was uncertainty there, yet, you know, it seems to me the investments in agriculture continue to happen despite that uncertainty, don't they? I mean, you're doing well, right?
People are always going to eat food and need food. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. We will need to grow food, we will need to harvest food, and we'll need to make food. So I think it's always a great business to be in. And even with COVID and what we were dealing with a year ago when everybody else was potentially looking at businesses that were slowing down, farmers, no matter what, were going to plant those fields, whether COVID was happening or not. So for us, I'm very grateful for the business that we are in and to be able to share in that with them. But people are always going to eat. I think that's the one given.
We're so excited for Big Iron. We'll be at the Butler Building, right smack dab in the middle of the Big Iron grounds with our friends from Butler Ag and Butler Machinery, and more of our conversation with third-generation leader, family-owned Butler Machinery, talking expansion into the new states, their culture, and Big Iron 2 with Twyla Blotsky after this on What's on Your Mind, the most listened-to radio program on the Northern Plains. Brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better and home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. The 4-for-4 deal keeps the two cookies pop. Oh, what's not to love at PetroServe USA?
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month is back. 2 Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, more of our conversation with Twyla Botsky, the new president of the family-owned Butler Machinery, Butler Ag. Third-generation family member leading that company. Pretty incredible story. And we're looking forward to seeing Twyla and the whole Butler crew out of Big Iron. We'll be there live from Butler Ag, Butler Machinery exhibit, the big building, the new Butler buildings, right smack dab in the middle of Big Iron all 3 days. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 14th, 15th, and 16th of September, just a couple of weeks away. So really looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun, and we'll be there broadcasting live. And if you come up and tell us, hey, I stand for the flag, because most of our listeners do, they stand for the flag. That's not like even a real bold statement, but we do. NFL players don't, but we do. You just tell us, hey, I stand for the flag. We're going to throw you one of those brand-new flag hats,
Brought to you by our friends at Labor Masters. Get the quality, reliable help you need today from Labor Masters. That's right. So we'll be there broadcasting live. We'll have the new flag hats. Come on by and see us. Make plans now to be at Big Iron.
Let's talk a little bit about a brand new facility, the purchase of two others, bringing Butler now to 20 locations across four states with a desire to continue to grow your 800-plus member team. You know, some people are shrinking right now. Some people are in a holding pattern. Obviously, Butler is bully for growth. Tell us why.
I play the long game in life, Scott. I think you can't look at what's going on now. You always have to look ahead to the future. And for us, that involves growth. And having additional stores in our footprint gets us closer to some customers we're already selling to. But this will be easier for us to support them for both parts and service, getting a little bit closer to them.
Talk about these markets. Watertown, South Dakota, building purchase there. Sydney, Montana, that's a brand new territory for Butler. And then this state-of-the-art building down in Kearney, Nebraska that's gaining attention. Why those markets?
We've been in Kearney with a very small location, mostly as a parts location, and then resident field techs in the area. We've been growing down in Nebraska, and Kearney is a growing city. And we're finally able to get some land and put together a deal to build a brand new building, very similar to what's going to you see around our territory in Devil's Lake and Huron, Pierre, South Dakota. It'll be almost a same image as those buildings. But for Kearney, it's going to position us in a way different way to serve those customers. Having an indoor facility now to bring tractors and combines in to repair them versus having to work in the field all the time. We'll also be expanding the amount of parts inventory we have.
Tell me a little bit about the comparison on those facilities. I mean those states, right? So we always think North Dakota is the biggest deal of all, right? Just because we're North Dakotans. But South Dakota, obviously, Nebraska, Montana, these are also huge egg markets as well. How do you compare them?
It is different. I mean, how they farm is different. I think one of the biggest things that stood out for me going down to Nebraska, up in North Dakota, especially the farther north you go, it is a rush to get that crop off the field. When it's ready, you go, and sometimes you're going 24 hours a day. In Nebraska, they'll harvest, and then when their grain bin, or they don't really have grain bins, when they don't have a place to take it in, then they just stop. And then the crop may sit there for a couple of days, and then they may harvest a little bit more, and then it sits there. The sense of urgency is different based upon their weather. And for us that grew up in North Dakota, that was a bit of a shock to the system.
We don't have that luxury, do we?
No, we don't. When it's ready to go, you need to go.
You mentioned the parts facilities in the new buildings. Just talk a little bit. That obviously comes in the service after the sale culture of Butler as well. But I know Caterpillar has some remanufactured facilities here as well. Just the parts world, tell us a little bit about how that's evolving.
Parts is one of those things that, as I look to the future, I wonder how it's all going to change. You already have 3D printing happening, and they're testing out hardening or baking the part afterwards. I envision a time in the future where you may order a part, and it will be printed on site in a 3D printer and potentially hardened and delivered to the customer. That is one of the things that, as we keep track of the changing technology, I think parts is going to impact us. In the meantime, we're committed to having parts on our shelf and being able to get parts to the customer in a very timely fashion. Our network that we have around the three states and now our 20 locations are interconnected by overnight service. So if we have a part in one location that the other one needs, by the next morning it can arrive to serve that customer in that area.
That's great. Anything else you want to tell us about your tenure now, your leadership as a fourth family member at Butler and what the future looks like?
Well, I'm certainly excited, and definitely my approach as I come in might be a little bit different. I didn't grow up in the iron, operating the iron. I grew up on the number side of the business, but for me, it's always been about the people, both from the customer standpoint and from our team at Butler around us. That's what excites me, is seeing them grow and develop. We are now kind of really focusing on the next 15 years and how we develop our people internally to take on bigger and better jobs. So who's going to replace me in 15 years on the executive team? We like to grow from within, and so we're always looking for talented individuals that are driven and humble and want to serve our customers and believe in what we do to join our team.
Fantastic. Twyla, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you at Big Iron.
We will. We'll be out there.
Butler Machinery Arena will be our home for all 3 days of Big Iron. We're looking forward to it. Dwight Obotsky is new in this position, but it's a family tradition for sure. As she's now president and CEO, fourth family member to lead Butler Machinery and Butler Equipment.
All right, rest up, folks. That's a wrap on today's What's On Your Mind. But guess what? We're back to do it all over again tomorrow for the greatest audience radio has ever known. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 The Flag, and KLTC on our apps, iHeartMedia, on our websites, our social media. We love connecting with you, and we appreciate you very much for listening to What's On Your Mind. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Enjoy your rest today on this Labor Day. Hey, did you miss the recent Trump rally? Every major cable news channel refused to carry it, except for Newsmax. Over 5 million Americans tuned into Newsmax to watch the rally. Newsmax is now the fastest growing cable news channel in America. The place for real news they can trust. I watch it all the time. Newsmax is on all major cable systems except for Midco. It's one of the few systems in the country who won't carry Newsmax on basic cable. And contrary to what Midco is telling their customers, there's no plans to bring Newsmax on basic cable. Newsmax is available on DirecTV, Dish, AT&T TV, and more. Plus, find us on your smart TVs or apps like Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, or more. 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. I love the Newsmax app. It takes seconds to download on your phone, and it's free. So watch Newsmax for breaking news and find out why tens of millions of Americans are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Watch Newsmax today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.